Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Section 328 is proud to bring to you the 5-time Tag Team Champions of the World, the Road Dog, Derek Wrestler.
Hi.
The Badass, Big Mike. And we are Cheaters Never Win. Oh, you know it's a good night when I'm breaking out the DX intro. It's like, because that's how excited I am. Can you feel it?
So now you're Ace Ventura?
Oh, I'm feeling everything. I'm all over the place.
Whoa.
I'm taking my pants off right now.
Mike.
Pants-free podcast. Let's do this.
No.
There we go.
Oh, dear God.
Let's do this.
This is audio only, thankfully.
Yes.
This is not an MP4.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
that voice you hear on the third mic, we have another full studio tonight, is Matt Riegler. You may know him from Merrick versus Wyszynski's. He is Game Show Friday legend Matt Riegler, former member from the NBC Sports writing team, and currently member of the Section 328 family, who flew in all the way from beautiful New York City to be part of the opening night tailgate. So Matt Riegler, welcome to the worldwide headquarters, sir. How excited are you for the Canes this season?
I'm more excited than in 1998 when The Undertaker threw Mankind off Hell in a Cell. Fuck!
I fucked it up. Well, so much for this episode of the podcast, you know, getting that NC-17 rating.
I mean, legitimately, for those keeping score at home, we have multiple F-bombs, and I can confirm that Mike took his pants off.
Yeah. So that's what happens when this Carolina Hurricanes team has so much promise for this season. So guys, this is it. This is the pre-tailgate edition of Cheaters Never Win. Thank you for listening. Tonight is going to be a fairly brief podcast because we've got tailgate prep. We're going to talk about the opening night tailgate. We're going to talk about the opening night roster. We're going to have the big rig, Mike Maniscalco, join us here on the line. Matt Riegler's in studio. I've put my pants back on. Riegler's going to try to do another Reddit bit at some point that's probably going to fail miserably. And Derek's going to drink a beer. Shocker. It's Woo-hoo. Cheaters Never Win. Derek.
Yeah.
How do we do this?
I put my hands closer to my face.
Hit the damn X button.
Oh, that.
Welcome to the Cheaters Never Win podcast, another fine product of Section328.com. Here you'll find all the Hurricanes hockey talk, adult beverage reviews, and snark a growing body needs. Follow us on Twitter at Section_328. Respect the underscore. And now back to Derek and Mike.
Yes, thank you for joining us on this week's episode of Cheaters Never Win from Section 328. Still, currently, and forevermore, a part of the Sports Channel 8 Network.
Ecky, 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 zupang, wapow.
And not only are we a part of the Sports Channel 8 Podcast Network, rumor has it that Chief President, Operating Officer, and Bottle Washer, Hayes Permar, is not only coming out to tomorrow's tailgate, but is bringing with him somewhere between a growler and a keg of beer. The Section 328 Sports Channel 8 partnership paying off in spades.
Yeah.
And malt and hops.
It should be a damn fine day tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful day. Matty Riegler, thank you for coming down and joining us. Why the hell did you jump on a plane from New York City to make your way down here to beautiful Raleigh, North Carolina?
Well, for one thing, you both promised to snuggle with me this weekend, so I couldn't pass that up.
We are good snugglers.
The other thing is that I fucking love coming here. You guys are the best. Section 328 is the single most enthusiastic fan group that I've ever been a part of. And I'm Game Show Friday legend Matt Riegler of MVSW. And I would rather hang out with Section 328 crew.
Wow, we are super happy you're here.
Mike, you didn't pay him that much for that, did you?
He
pays me in snuggles.
Yeah, the snuggling will be deep and luxurious.
It's not since 1998.
He so wants to get that Undertaker bed in. All right, so let's go ahead and do this. We're gonna finish up talking about the tailgate tonight, but Derek, why don't you go ahead, and as I ask you, okay. We're going to wake up tomorrow morning, we're going to tailgate all day, we're going to make our way into the arena. What are you most excited about for when this Carolina Hurricanes team hits the ice?
Is that a joke?
No. No, it's an honest, legitimate question.
Okay. It starts with a three, and it ends with a three.
Oh.
And it's in net, and it's big, and it has a lot of ginger hair.
Oh, it's a
palindrome.
And it's going to stop pucks, and it's not Cousin It. Like, it's going to be awesome to have Scott Darling in net. Like, because not only do I think that Scott Darling is a really good goalie and he's going to help this team because of that, but I'm just glad that we don't have another season with Cam Ward in net opening night. Like, thank you for your service, but move along there, champ. That's what I'm most excited about. There are a lot of other things to be very excited about, whether it is each part or the sum of the parts. I think it's going to be a great season of Carolina Hurricanes hockey, but if you ask me for one thing, that is it.
I'm most excited that Matt Cullen's going to be on the ice because, Jesus, Matt Cullen, he's so beautiful.
Don't forget Eric Staal.
Who?
What?
Punch him. What? No, legitimately, punch him right now. Yes. I mean, okay, so you brought him up. What is it about Eric Staal that you want to see, Matt Riegler?
I mean,
I don't give a goddamn what you think about Eric Staal. Shut your mouth about him. And if another word about him comes out of your filthy pie hole, I swear to God, I will come over there and shove my Rudy Poo candy ass straight inside of it. Do you understand me, son? That's what I thought. Derek.
Yes, this is perhaps the most profane Cheaters Never Win I've been
a part of. But we're so excited about this team.
See, it's coming across as anger.
Oh, my God. You know what? I've got all of this.
I mean, there's a fine line. No.
This is nearly 10 years of pent-up frustration with... Oh, I mean, I'm not going to say it, but...
Nearly
10 years of pent-up frustration with a team that could, and it could, and it's teasing, and it's teasing, and it sinks, and then it sinks, and it depresses, and it tears your soul away, just like the mid-90s Rangers, or the mid-aughts Rangers. It was really bad 20 years for us Rangers fans, which is why, when Eric Staal finally donned the blue shirt, we got... bounced in the second round in the playoffs. So, yeah, I'm not a big fan of Eric Staal either.
But thanks for the seconds and Alexi Sarella.
Hey, you're very welcome. Because if I recall, I was on your podcast saying, you know, if Eric Staal's like your third line center, you're probably pretty okay.
Great Matt Riegler impression, Matt Riegler.
I didn't know Matt Riegler was also Kevin Meaney.
I didn't know that either.
It's phenomenal.
Cheesecake boats are coming. I watched a lot of Lounge Lizards on Comedy Central when I was younger.
Oh, this episode is everywhere. And if you guys think this is funny, you should stop by the tailgate tomorrow because we're going to be in rare form by the time that one happens. But oh guys, God. It's Riegler hit it on the nose, though. You know, you said it's aggression. There's, you know, this kind of this fine line. I think that's what it is. I feel like that this is the year that I can finally, I don't have to take my enthusiasm and put 50% of it in my back pocket, knowing that Cam Ward is just going to blow it for me after he has that really great 5-game stretch in November. I think there is a reason to legitimately be excited for this Carolina Hurricanes club because you've got Aho and Turbo and Falk and Staal and all of the captains, Derek.
Do we have to talk about that tonight?
No.
Good, because I really don't want to talk about the captains tonight.
We haven't named a captain. This is the exact same situation as we had as last year. They just fixed a PR issue from last year. Go ahead.
Mike, we're staying positive tonight.
Yes,
fine. We'll talk about the captains next week. So, Mike, you were saying all the excitement of this year's Hurricanes team. Are you saying you'd take the over on this club?
You know what? I'll tell you what I would
take. The overexcitement.
I'm a bit overexcited. I actually went to our good friends over at mybookie.ag, and the 5.5 goals. 5.5 goals is the number for tomorrow night, and if you've watched around the National Hockey League, there has been a lot of pucks put in the back of the net. So if I were going to go to my trusted place for online gambling, which is mybookie.ag, I think I'm pretty much going to lay a bet tomorrow night on the over. I'm not going to put money on the Canes because Yeah, it's kind of like betting on NC State, and you know eventually they're going to disappoint you. but you know what's not going to disappoint? There are going
insider
to be pucks.
Insider trading.
And insider trading. But there's going to be pucks put on the back of the net tomorrow night. So that money that I have put inside of mybookie.ag, and I've won a little bit already, so on the positive side there. But
look at you, big dog.
I'm trying. I'm going to put money on the over of the 5.5 goals tomorrow night. I think that's a solid bet. Columbus is already up, 5-0 as we record this on the Islanders.
Yep.
The Blackhawks put up a 10 spot on the Penguins last night, and all of Carey cried.
Yeah, I like the bet that I saw tonight. You can just bet on the total number of goals scored by home teams versus road teams. And we're in tonight, Dallas is hosting Vegas, Columbus is hosting the Isle, and Tampa is hosting Florida. Go ahead and take that home goals greater than away goals. But if you go to mybookie.ag, enter the promo code CHEATER, they will match your first deposit up to $1,000. So you have a lot more money to win a lot more money.
Yeah, go Canes. So, and again, thank you to mybookie.ag for sponsoring this week's episode of Cheaters Never Win. Derek, I'm geeked. Tomorrow night,
hell yeah,
is the night. We have been looking forward to it. We've been talking about this night. The Canes are going to come together, and they're going to do that. But they're going to be welcomed to the ice and, you know, on the TV screen by one of our favorites, who was kind enough to drop by the studio just a little while ago. And folks, you may know him as the host of the Canes Corner events that the Carolina Hurricanes put together. You may know him as part of Canes Talk. Or maybe, just maybe, you've seen him in all of his glorious, coiffed, suited beauty as the pregame host on your Fox Sports Carolinas. He is the big rig, Mike Maniscalco, backing his ass right into Cheaters Never Win. How are you, big guy?
Gentlemen, I am great. All the suits are back from the cleaners, so let's get this thing going for you.
Oh, man, we are super excited. Puck drops tonight at the PNC Arena. By the time most folks hear this podcast, Derek and I will probably be somewhere between 3 and 30 drinks deep.
I'll say just less than sober, I think, is a very fair guess.
Just less. So, Mike, for this, as we kick off the 20th season of Carolina Hurricanes hockey, tell me about what is the singular thing you are most excited about when the puck drops tomorrow night at 7:37.
I am actually excited about the fact that this team showed so much offense in the preseason. I wasn't sure where the goals were going to come from, and now I'm not sure where the goals are going to come from in a different good way, because I think they're going to come in bunches. So that is number one. And number two, I'm excited to see Scott Garland. I mean, I know you guys have been clamoring for something along the lines.
Doing the happy dance.
But Scott Darling is the number one goaltender, and it's a different kind
of excitement. You broke up there, Mike. Could you repeat yourself there for a second into my good ear?
Yeah, I'm just saying it's a different kind of excitement for me with Scott Darling, just to see where he is in the progression, if he's ready to assume the mantle of being a number one goaltender. But I liked what I've seen out of him in the preseason, and you know, now we get to see the full thing tonight. As the dress rehearsal is over, it's time to go on with the show.
So another mantle that's been assumed that happened yesterday at 12 o'clock sharp in the media room at the PNC Arena was the naming of, I can't say a captain because they're now our co-captains. And if you've seen our Twitter, or hell, most of Kane's Twitter, you know the reaction has been less than great. So, Mike, I know you know the game a little bit better than we do. You've been around it for a long time. You're around this organization and have a little bit more insight into what they're thinking. Help me polish this turd, will you?
All right. Well, here's what it comes down to for me. Both guys have shown through what they have done either on the ice with their play, and just take a look at the minutes that Jordan Staal logs as a center, what he does, penalty killing, everything else that he has to draw the assignment of going against the opposition's number one line. You know, Justin Falk is a 3-time All-Star for this team. And then what they've done in the community away from the rink. That, as you guys know, with this organization, really holds a lot of water. So both of those guys are basically, in the eyes of management and the coaching staff, they're the standard bearers for what they want a Carolina Hurricane to be. This is the model. So that's why they go with the co-captains. It's two voices, but as they said jokingly, I believe Jordan said it yesterday, 2 days ago, with the line of there'll be just one voice or we'll both agree. Both these guys will be on the same page. And I think what it does is it kind of bridges the gap. You know, Falk is the leader of the defense. Jordan Stahl is the leader of the forwards. So you've got both of those guys to work with. And I hope that's a satisfactory answer for you, Doug.
I think that'll work. I'm just curious, is there a sponsorship coming to the arena of the combination KFC Taco Bell? Because apparently we can't decide on just one place to go eat.
Oh, God.
At that point, I can refer you to all of the great people at sales. Maybe you could pitch that.
I mean, they already serve Pepsi in the building. So they have an inn.
Oh, yes, yes. The fried chicken leg gordita.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. So
a Georgia Gold Logos taco?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, why not?
So, Mike, you mentioned the scoring, and I think we're all really excited about that. We know about the power of this blue line, but we've got a couple of youngsters who have made the opening night lineup. We're not sure who the final 20 are going to be yet until we see the morning skate with Bill Peters, but we've got our boy Party Nachos, and we have to stay Quoke with Quoken. And so of those two guys, what are you expecting to see, one or the other opening night on the ice? Are we going to see potentially both of those guys on the ice? And what's your level of excitement? Should Caniac Nation be super excited for these guys, or should we maybe have be a little bit more reserved for a couple of guys who may only see 9 games with the Canes this season?
I think that we should definitely have optimism for both. By the way, with what you guys have named Martin Nichos, let's go back to what Derek just said. Why not bring in KFC Taco Bell, and then you can have your party nachos with chicken on them?
Yes, that's cool right there.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think you're going to see, and this was tipped the other day at practice, I think that Yanni Kuokkanen is going to be in the starting lineup. I believe that Martin Nichos is going to be watching from the press box for the first game. Doesn't mean that we're not going to see him and see him as soon as Tuesday night against Columbus. You can be excited for both of these guys. You know, Kuokkanen's a smart player who has, as you hear it all the time, the high hockey IQ. He brings that to the table, and he's going to be opposite of Jeff Skinner and Derek Ryan just to, you know, feel that process out. But it is Bill Peters, so that could change 5 minutes into the game. But that's where these guys are going to start out. I'm excited to watch Martin Nichos play, because I don't know how much of the preseason you guys got to see. He, to me, was one of the most dynamic players the Canes had all preseason long. He doesn't show up on the stat sheet with points, but my goodness, the first Tampa Bay preseason game, he could have had 3 or 4 assists in that game. And I'm not exaggerating. He really could have, if you go back and watch the tape of that. So I'm excited for both of those players. I don't know how long they're going to be around, because Lee Stempniak is going to figure back into the picture here. He's on IR, but he can come back, I believe, maybe at the end of the Western Canada trip, depending on when they get everything sorted out. But these two guys are going to have a chance to make the team and be around for longer than 9 games. And I don't know if it's, you know, who's got the good game, the hot hand is going to go with it. But both of those players, Canes fans should be excited about. And I hate to pick one over the other, but I'm a little bit more excited about Nichos, because I didn't see this coming from him, not the 12th overall pick in his first year. And he looked like he belonged from day one. So he's the guy who I'm really excited about to see where he pans out and if he's going to be here longer than 9 games.
Yeah, I completely agree with that sentiment, because when he got drafted, first of all, we weren't expecting him based on some of the guys that were around. But when we saw his stat line of, like, I don't know, 7 points in a Czech league, I know that's a lower scoring league, and he was playing against grown men as a teenager.
He was playing with Martin Erat, for God's sake.
You mean the Philip Forsberg trade fodder?
Yes.
But yeah, Mike, I agree with you. Like, I saw the game against Tampa in Raleigh, and he was just a much faster skater than I would have guessed, and a really, really silky passer. And I thought that was really good. What do you expect to see out of Hayden Fleury, and, you know, maybe playing with Trevor Van Riemsdyk on a brand new third pairing for this team?
Well, it's going to be a steady pair. And the big reason why is Trevor Van Riemsdyk. He was so good this preseason, but you didn't notice it because, I mean, you really only notice defensemen in the preseason if they're either A, scoring goals, or B, being scored upon. And Van Riemsdyk, he did score a goal, so I noticed on that, but he's such a good skater, and Hayden Fleury can skate with him. So he's got a good veteran who he can lean on, the rookie Hayden Fleury. to get the puck out of trouble. I think that this is as solid a D core as you can have in the National Hockey League, you know, with maybe Nashville and Anaheim slight edge in experience in front of the Carolina Hurricanes, slight, but I can't put too many defensive cores in front of them. And I think that, you know, Fleury's not going to be asked to play 19, 20 minutes a night. He's going to ask to, you know, be asked to play 16 to 18 minutes a night. That'll be good, a good way to indoctrinate him. I want to see how Noah Hanifin makes the jump where he's a top four defenseman all year long. And I think that he'll be fine to do it. So the back end's fine. I don't think there's going to be any question marks or nerves like there'd be in years past with what's happening on the blue line.
So Mike, what we've heard you say is scoring is coming in bunches. The defense is some of the best we've had. We have a mountain man goaltender that we think could potentially be up to the task. So Mike, but before you know, put on the suit, throw in the hair product, and actually have to say this on Fox Sports Carolinas, I'm putting you on the spot. Will this Carolina Hurricanes team make the playoffs?
Yes, they should. That's my answer.
You said yes, they should. Under what circumstances do you foresee the Carolina Hurricanes potentially could fall out of playoff contention?
Two things. One, Scott Darling isn't ready to be a number one goaltender, and all the analytics, Darling's point to the numbers that the Canes have had playing goal. If they have those similar numbers, that could be a problem. And if the scoring isn't there. But I think it will be. I mean, Justin Williams has been as advertised, and I think even more, and he just brings balance to whatever line you put him on. That was my question. Like, okay, we think that Sebastian Aho is going to duplicate his rookie season. If he does that, I just want him to duplicate it. You can say pass it, but that's fine. But just duplicate his rookie season. Justin Williams clocks in his 20 to 25 goals. Then you've got your 30 goals. And I'm penciling in Jeff Skinner for 30 goals. I think Teuvo Teravainen's ready to take that next step up and be a 20-goal scorer. That's where the offense comes from. But if one of those guys slumps or has an off season, that's a concern. Those are the two concerns that I have. I think special teams power play will be a little bit better than last year. I don't know if it'll be top 10, but I think it'll be top half of the league. And the penalty kill with Steve Smith is just awesome. But the two concerns are the goaltending, you know, because it is a different ballgame when you're the number one guy as opposed to the backup. And then if somebody slumps or has an off year offensively, those are my concerns. That's why I'm glad you picked up should. But if you want me to, I'll back it. They will be a playoff team.
Boom. That's what we wanted to hear.
That's the confident call of an experienced broadcaster, and I like that. Mike, you sit next to a Hurricanes legend, Shane Willis. Not every night, but every night there's a home Hurricanes game. What's it going to take to get Shane on Twitter?
Oh, man. I have asked him in his most Canadian voice ever. Not a chance.
Wow, not any chance.
I don't know. I've asked what it would take. Shane does not have an interest.
I mean, I would say if we could beat him in a long drive contest, but we know that's not happening because I don't know.
That is not going to happen.
I don't know what golf balls did to that man, but it is his life's mission to seek vengeance upon all of them.
Well, you know, he was part of the great Western Canada golf ball famine of '96, and a lot of people have recovered from that out there. So there's a lot of hurt, a lot of pain when that man's hitting the golf ball.
Yeah, a lot of, again, I had another question, but I don't think I could go anywhere after the great Western Canadian golf ball famine because it's just, it cuts too deep, Mike. Folks, you can find him on Twitter. He is at Mike Maniscalco. Better yet, why don't you turn on Fox Sports Carolina's 30 minutes before every game and catch the Fox Sports Carolina pregame show hosted by Mike Maniscalco. You can find him over on CarolinaHurricanes.com or NHL.com/Hurricanes doing all sorts of great coverage. And Mike, we look forward to this your triumphant second season behind the mic with the Carolina Hurricanes. And actually, last question for me, knowing that former Carolina Hurricanes correspondent Michelle McMahon is back in the National Hockey League covering the Blackhawks, who upon her first game covering the team last night put up a 10 spot on the Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins. Can we expect a Hell in a Cell cage-like battle between you and Michelle McMahon when the Carolina Hurricanes visit the Chicago Blackhawks on March 8th?
Well, I think that's the point. I was hoping that she would travel on the road because then we could do like the 2 out of 3 falls match, and hopefully I would get a little bit of the home ice advantage here for the last game. But I'm not sure if that is ever going to come to fruition, and she would just beat the living tar out of me, fellas. I mean, I'm an old man. I'm out of shape. She's in the prime of her career. So I'm just excited to be part of the team and provide as much offense as I possibly can. And a cheap plug, if I can, Hurricanes Live tonight. It's an hour long, so join us at 6 o'clock and hopefully in between beverages 3 and 30 that Mike Flanagan and Derek Ressler can find their way over to the VIP section where we're doing the pregame show outdoors for at least the first few segments as long as Mother Nature continues to cooperate with us today.
Well, we will absolutely make sure that we make our way over there to the Hurricanes Live VIP section. The last time we ended up in a VIP section, they told us that wasn't allowed, and we got kicked out. We'll let you fill in the details.
We were kindly asked to leave.
Folks, he is at Mike Maniscalco. He is the big rig. We love him. Mike, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your night, which I know includes copious amounts of preparation as you begin this year's coverage. Thanks so much for joining us, sir.
You too, man.
Anytime, guys. Always appreciate it.
And we appreciate the hell out of Mike Maniscalco.
Always.
Yeah. Such a good dude. So glad he is back with us, and he landed in the chair that he needed to land in. Because could there be a better guy to be a conduit between the fans and the club than Mike Maniscalco?
Niet.
No.
Thanks, Dmitry Chesnikov. Derek, I know we could talk about the game and we could break it down, you know, Eric Staal versus Jordan, Matt Cullen versus the throngs of loving fans who are going to jump upon him and hug him because he smells and looks so delicious.
The Stahls are brothers?
No. Okay. Cousins. But sod cousins, so it's kind of like it's brothers in Canada.
Sod cousins is that like the Canadian Eskimo brothers?
You ever seen a Letterkenny?
No.
Okay, so go watch a little Letterkenny. You'll learn all about Sod Brothers.
Okay.
All I know is tomorrow, Derek, if there was any day I was going to do this, tomorrow I'm going out for a rip.
Ooh.
Oh, don't you know I'm going out for a rip, bud?
And for those listening, tomorrow means today.
Yeah,
Mike's not doing this on Sunday. Sunday is out for a recovery.
Yeah, Sunday is out for recovery. By the time we publish this podcast, it will be Saturday morning, and we will be knee deep in preparing for the inaugural Section 328 opening night tailgate. So we would encourage all of you who are listening to this, if you are coming out to the game, or hell, even if you don't have a ticket to the game, go buy some. If you can't get some because it's somehow sold out between now and then, just come out and pay the $20 to park and come hang out with us and then listen to the dulcet tones of Chuck Caton in the parking lot and cheer on the boys from outside the confines of the PNC Arena. We will be in the East lot tomorrow afternoon. Tailgate officially kicks off at 3 o'clock. Rumor has it a few of us may be there a few hours earlier than that.
Can confirm.
But we will be out there at 3 o'clock. Yours truly, Matt Riegler, Derek Ressler, the entire Section 328 crew, and if you pull up a map of the PNC Arena, look for the East Lot. There's kind of an intersection of where the road that goes around PNC Arena, where the big giant sign is that sits along Wade Avenue, and they kind of dump you out when you're leaving the game. We'll be in that huge swath of grass there. We'll have a bunch of tents. We'll have cornhole. We'll have food. We'll have beverage. We'll probably have a couple of Bluetooth boom boxes playing something. And we're going to have a whole lot of fun. And it won't be fun unless you guys come out.
That's true. It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none, and our homies can have all the Donato's pizza they want, assuming they don't want to eat like 30 pizzas by themselves, because, you know, don't do that. But Donato's Pizza is hooking us up with a lot of delicious, delicious pizza that got absolutely destroyed at the season finale tailgate last year.
Yeah. So and if you haven't had Donato's Pizza, like they use the little pepperonis and they cut it up into small squares, and it's the little pepperonis that kind of curl up and get crunchy on the edges. You know what I'm talking about, Matt Reed?
No, I don't, but I need to know.
So you will know tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock when Donato's drops off like 10, 12, 15 pizzas, something like that.
Somewhere in that neighborhood, we are told that we are being well taken care of, so I'm not going to, you know, bicker and argue about who cooked what. Also, our friends at New Belgium are stopping by.
Oh, our great new friends.
With what I know is lots of beer. I'm not going to put an official number on it, but lots of beer.
Let's put it this way. We attempted to fit all of the beer in a cooler. It would not fit. We have gone to We have gone to a local mass merchandiser. We have purchased a clearance kiddie pool that we will be blowing up and putting multiple bags of ice in, so that way we can have something big enough to fit all of the beer that our good friends at New Belgium have bestowed upon us, so that way you, all of our friends and loyal listeners, can enjoy a cold, smooth adult beverage that was brewed right here in the beautiful state of North Carolina as we prepare for opening night tailgate. Must be 21 to drink.
Absolutely. Must be 21. We will be checking IDs, especially if we don't know you. And we're also not saying that we're going to have enough beer where you don't need to bring your own, but have a couple on us / New Belgium.
Right. You know, bring a beer if you have a favorite beer. Heck, bring a beer, throw it into the pile, and you know, kind of just become communal and share, because this is what this whole thing's about.
Booze is best shared with friends. So let's have a damn good time tomorrow. I can't wait to meet a lot of new faces, see a lot of faces from seasons past. It's going to be a damn good day, and weather be damned. It's going to hold off, and it's going to be beautiful, and it's going to start raining at about 7:06.
Yeah, and if it does rain, what we will do is we will continue to party our faces off, because that's what we do, and that's what we will continue to do. And if you are afraid of the rain, worry not. We have tents, and we also have cold, smooth adult beverages, which I hear makes the rain kind of just dissipate.
Absolutely.
So, Derek, we would be remiss. We reached out to our friends, our loyal listeners, who are all going to be joining us out tomorrow at the tailgate. Speaking of, if you're coming out to the tailgate and you have bought a piece of Section 328 merch, please wear the merch. We love seeing folks out in public. We're going to be taking like a big Hupe Grooge picture, huge group picture tomorrow with everybody. So we'd love to see plenty of pieces of the 328 merch. And if you can't come out to the tailgate, but you are making it out to the game, maybe you're just arriving right before game time, we would like to share that there is, if you're a new listener to the podcast, maybe you haven't heard of this, at the beginning of every season, we have what we call the Jaeger Pass.
And Mike, I don't want to give too much away, but we call it that because we pass around Jaeger.
Yes. Matt Riegler, how have you fared from the Jaeger Pass in years past?
You guys told me I had a lot of fun.
Yes.
So that's probably what happened.
You absolutely had a lot of fun. But what we do, it is a 7 o'clock game tomorrow.
7 o'clock, not puck drop, but 7 o'clock game.
7:07 puck drop. So it will be right around, say, between 6 and 6:10. Whoever's there at the tailgate, we will form a big giant circle. And we will crack a bottle of Jägermeister, and we will toast to this, the upcoming season. We will toast to players, current, past, and present, potentially even players of the future. We'll say what we're thankful for, and we will kind of commence this season among friends, and we will drink a bottle of Jägermeister, because it's what we've done now
for
18 seasons.
There may be two bottles this year.
We're only drinking one bottle of Jägermeister.
Well, no, they're 750s, and we've killed a handle before.
If someone almost died that night, Derek. Yeah. We have the pictures.
No, guys, I was fine.
Yeah,
not you.
Or maybe you. Who knows? But yeah, no. So come out there. Again, over 21, more than happy to join us in the circle. Under 21, more than happy to toast, but maybe you pour a little out for your homies as it passes you by.
Legally, you can't hold it in front of me.
Yeah, or whatever. But Derek, now that we've got all of that out, I think there's a couple of things we have to do before this can be an official podcast.
Okay.
I need to go open this up, so I'm going to go and get out some cheat mail. Gotta go get that
cheat mail.
Nicely done, Matthew Riegler. First question coming in from Emma Bronis. Krispy Kreme, Dunkin' Donuts, or Duck Donuts? Go.
Donut plant.
Duck Donuts, Krispy Kreme, Dunkin', in that order.
The correct answer is Duck Donuts, Duck Donuts, and Duck Donuts.
Duck Donuts
Goose.
Are that deliciousness.
They are that deliciousness. Also, let's go to Co-Captain Maurice. He is at Lion Tamer 880. You may know him better as Dane. How long do you think we'll have to endure this two-headed hydra of a mediocrity that is the dual captaincy? Ha ha, got you with it.
As Mike Maniscalco brought up earlier, both these guys are under contract for 3 more seasons, so probably at least this long, unless one of them is traded. I don't see that happening, so we're going to have to deal with it for far too long.
Yeah, I would... Here's the thing. I think all this was a PR ploy to go ahead and plug a hole in a question of the fan base. Basically, nothing has changed from last season. What is interesting to me, though, is that a couple of the guys have said, hey, I think it would be better if we had a captain. Great. You got what you're asked for. Times two. We now have two.
This one from Kevin Kohler at KohlerK08. How long until Tripp claims that Stahl or Falk play better at home or on the road because the captaincy makes them better?
Never, because I believe Tripp is one of the smartest human beings that we have in the broadcast booth, and I love him, and I do not want to disparage Tripp Tracy.
10 games.
Matt Riegler. Just make something up.
Two.
Two games.
Wow, that's quick.
From Matt Riegler.
First one, then the other.
All right, Mike, I got another one. Since you took two, I'm going to take two here.
Go for it.
This is from Al Hood. Who gets the first goal of the new season?
Matt Cullen.
I say I'm assuming he means of Canes players because season's already started.
Eric Stahl.
And somebody got it going. No, Canes players, you jerk.
Punch him in the tank.
No.
For the Carolina Hurricanes, the first goal of the season will come off the blade of Noah freaking Hanifin. And it'll be a power play goal because Eric Stahl will be lazy and get a stick infraction early in the contest. And you and I both know that's true. That's damn true.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good bet, but I'm going to Skinner. Because why not?
Well,
little baby Skinner. I'm wearing the Skinner shirt right now. I'm ready for the Chalky Milk and Smiles tour.
I like it.
So
I like it. Matt Riegler.
How many games or how many minutes until the Stahl brothers finally fight it out for the right to be in their parents' will?
All of the minutes.
Yeah, it's never happening, because if you saw the reaction when Eric almost murdered Mark's eye, I
was there.
Yeah, it's not good. Let's go to this one. This one is from the Caniac Co-Chef at Caniac Chef. Two-parter, is there a cornhole tournament? And if so, who's coming in second place?
Yes,
you
there
guys.
Is a, yes, there is a cornhole tournament. And, okay, Matt, you said that we're going to come in second. That is true if the ringers from D.C. show up.
Yeah, there's these guys from D.C. who could come in and potentially give us a fight. But as it still stands, from the end of the year tailgate, we still remain the world champs of the world. We got those belts, baby. And guess what? We're going to come in. We're going to defend our titles. We're going to be styling, profiling. Woo!
Woo!
I believe second place. I'm calling second place is going to be Team 3 Dunk.
That's a good bet. That's actually exactly where I was going.
Team 3 Dunk, that is a team held of Section 328's original OG. And that is, I know that's, original, but that's how original he is. The original OG.
He gets
OG.
His money from the ATM machine, baby.
That would be Jack Spencer and the person who chooses for some reason to still cohabitate in this house, my beautiful bride, Rally Monkey.
So just a note, you mentioned their team name. You mentioned our team name. If you do want to participate in the cornhole tournament, which will be starting around 4 o'clock, have your team and have a team name.
Yeah. Yeah. And
you best come correct with the team name.
Right. Team 3 Dunk. They are Team 3 Dunk because they actually beat us 1 year because of three consecutive dunks. When we were well ahead of them, we are the world champs of the world because, well, we're the world champs of the world. So come correct with your team name and have a little bit of fun there. Let's see. I think this may tie it up.
One more
from our buddy Dan McLaughlin. He is at Caniac 176. Suggestions for mentally and physically preparing for a 7 hour long tailgate.
So mentally, get a good night's sleep. Since this podcast will be published the day of the tailgate, sorry. But also learn from our mistakes. It is a marathon. It is not a sprint. So sip your beverages. Don't pour too high an alcohol of beer. Mix in some waters. Speaking mix in some coconut waters.
I'll
in some bubbly waters.
I'll throw in
some Pedialyte.
I will throw in my story. One time we were having a long, let's call it a 6 to 7 hour tailgate, maybe that opened up the season, and I was unaware that Lagunitas Double Undercover Shutdown was a beer that would actually double undercover shut down your liver and the rest of your bodily functions.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a nice 4.5% beer. I think it's somewhere in the just south of 9%.
No. If I remember correctly, it is just south of 10.
All I know is I drank a six pack in about the last hour and a half of the tailgate and then did the Jaeger pass. Things did not go well for old Mikey that night. So yeah, pace yourself, know what your limits are, enjoy yourself, have a good time, but don't go nuts.
And eat.
Eat. Food is crucial. The other thing I would say to mentally prepare yourself, again, the good night's sleep is key. I think it's great to listen to Cheaters Never Win before you go out. So if you've already listened this far in and you haven't gone out, play the podcast again, but
download it again. Actually,
download it again. Help download our numbers it twice. But maybe send it to a friend. Maybe send it to someone and say, you know what? Maybe you're not coming to the game tonight. Get excited. Get hyped for the game. Make some new friends. Go out to the Section 328 tailgate. They've got beautiful New Belgium beer from their friends at New Belgium. They've got some Donato's pizza. We're gonna have all sorts of other food. I haven't even mentioned the Chicago Darling Dogs with the initial, foray into having darling dogs at our tailgate, the good friend folks at the Portillo's, while we paid complete cash for them, we love them so much. They shipped us 50 darling dogs. So we're going to see how long those last. Odds are not long.
Dibs.
Well, there you go.
Okay, everybody.
Folks, sorry. Matthew Riegler called dibs on 50 hot dogs.
I mean, they're kosher, right?
Sure.
We'll see if there's that either you or Kay in a circle.
Oh, baby.
There you go.
Love a good circle, you.
There you go. So, Derek?
Yes, Mike?
I believe there's only one thing left to do.
All right.
You're drinking a beautiful, delicious beverage. Tell the folks what you're drinking tonight.
So, look, New Belgium has hooked us up with a tremendous amount of beer for tomorrow, and I figured, you know what? One of the beers that they put in there is one I have not had before,
Ooh. So
I should give it a proper review. And please know that I am not grading this higher just because I didn't pay for it. Please know that, because I am honest and I respect my the listeners, and I have some damn integrity. This is the Fat Tire Special Release Belgian White. So it's a variation of their regular Fat Tire, which is not a beer that I buy all that often. Not because it's a bad beer, but I've had my share of Fat Tire. It's on the breadier, biscuitier side of beers. It's not my favorite, but it's a perfectly fine beer. But this one is a little bit different. They describe it on the bottle as it's our Belgian Master Brewer's classic white wheat ale brewed with juicy Seville orange peel and ground coriander. So I don't know if it has the same base even as Fat Tire, or if they're using Fat Tire as just the name recognition to get people in on this beer. But it tastes very different to me. I mean, for one thing, the color is so much lighter than regular Fat Tire. It's kind of a hazy, pale, straw, yellow. Mike, this gives way too much light through the beer for your taste. But it's a Belgian white. That's how it's supposed to look. And I think the orange peel, the coriander definitely come through. I'm battling a little bit of a cold right now, but I can still taste all of that freshness. There's a zip there. It's a very refreshing beer. I think if you like Blue Moon, this is a step up in that style. Not a fan of Blue Moon, but this has a flavor profile that's in that family. It's more vibrant. It's refreshing as hell. We do have a fair amount of this to share tomorrow, so if you're looking to try some of this beer, come on out to the Section 328 tailgate, show us your ID if we don't know you, and we can say, hey, enjoy this Fat Tire Belgian White Special Release. It's 5.2%, so it's a perfect alcohol percentage beer, so you don't get double undercover shutdown. And this is one that even though Belgian white is not my favorite style, I would happily drink more of these.
I believe you'll probably happily drink a few more of those tomorrow.
Yeah, there's a good chance.
Yeah, there's a very good chance. I'm actually drinking a beautiful Colorado whiskey here that I'm not going to review here on this podcast, because we've got things we have to do, which is prepare for said tailgate. But I might have a little bit of this out there tomorrow. And if you show up and, you're inclined to maybe drink a little bit of the brown, come out, find me, say hi. And I'm sure I'll have this bottle hidden somewhere, and we can share a sip and talk about just how beautifully complex it is. Kind of like our special guest who was in the studio with us tonight, Game Show Friday legend Matthew Riegler. Matt, thanks for joining us. Matt will be out at the tailgate tomorrow. Derek will be out at the tailgate tomorrow.
Buddy.
I'll be out at the tailgate tomorrow. You better be at the tailgate tomorrow, because tomorrow, aka tonight, aka sometime whenever you're listening to this, the Carolina Hurricanes are hitting the ice to take on the Minnesota Wild, and we about to whoop dat ass. Testify, my brother.
Should I get a table?
Yes. Derek!
Oh, God, I'm so frail.
Get the tables. Until then, my name's Mike.
This is Derek.
And this is Matt.
We are out of here.
Pyaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa